Civic City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Special Meeting, meeting virtually and in person at the Kiawanda Community Center Hobby Room. It is 5 p.m., January 6, 2025. The rules of conduct, I didn't bring the formal sheet, but I just would remind everybody to turn off all your cell phones and everybody be civil and we will have no problems. No political speech is allowed. Roll call. Director Price?
Here.
Director Stradska?
Here.
And Director Anderson?
Here.
And I'm Director Donahue, the chair. This time, item number four is Board of Directors appointee interviews for position number four, which to fill out position number four that expires in May of this year, is that correct?
Yes.
And we are waiting for our first applicant. The agenda is Margaret Rand.
Yeah, I've got confirmation from her.
Oh, wrong glasses?
Yeah. I can't wear bifocals. I tried them once and they just drove me crazy.
Well, you're going to keep it as long as I have a long list.
I know, but
around them all enough.
It just means you got to go get it and do it, you know, which is a pain in the neck. Yeah. Where was it? Somewhere over in Portland, I checked it.
Yeah, the big super dealer in Portland. That particular part problem has 150,000 mile warranty now.
That's good.
Because this is the lieutenant repaired twice.
Yeah, and you said they had that. So you've been doing well?
Yeah. I just went through the series of chemo.
That's tough.
Yeah, right at the end of the, it was like the end of, middle of, just before Christmas, and then the first week in January.
Okay.
So I'm pretty miserable.
Does that kind of wipe you out?
Yeah, it just makes you feel out of sorts. It's a cancer chemo, but I don't have cancer. They use this rituximab, which is a monoclonal antibody for all kinds of stuff, especially rheumatoid immune system things.
Is it in infusion?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to go somewhere and have to lie there for a couple hours.
LC, like 5 hours.
5 hours.
That's all right. I catch up on my nap time.
Oh, okay.
Catch up on your reading.
That I do. And but it takes a couple of weeks before it kind of gets most of it out of my system.
I did try to turn a light on out there. It was so dark.
It lowers your immune system, and unfortunately, I think I got a little
cold
or something.
She doesn't think maybe it's
I'm sure it does hit your immune system. That's
I don't know. She thinks it's down at the office? I'm sure Rochelle would call us, though.
I said at the Kiawanda Community
Center. Yeah, I know, but I think Rochelle would call us, though. Isn't she at the office?
Yeah, Rochelle's at the office.
So if she showed up there, she would let us know, I would think.
Yeah. I don't know. What's appropriate? Is it appropriate to adjourn the meeting till our next candidate shows up? Or?
I don't know that we need to adjourn.
We can just wait.
We can just wait, I think.
Okay.
We just can't say anything if the meeting's not in there. So
that's true. I don't know. I guess we could adjourn. Whatever you want to do.
Well, it's only 5 after.
We could recess.
We could recess.
If we recess the meeting, then we can turn the recording off.
It's called a recess?
And then we could resume.
Okay, let's do that. It is 5:05. We're going into recess.
Right.
Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors special meeting, January 6th, will come out of recess for a Board of Directors appointee interview. This interview was Mr. Dan Doyle. Dan, welcome.
Thank you.
For starters, this is a public meeting and interviews will be part of the public record. A board member is a volunteer position that will be appointed by the current board of directors and will be in effect, and the position is filled during the next election cycle. In this case, you'll serve until May 5th, or May, the May election.
Until the end of May.
Actually, it's
end
until
May.
June 30th.
The election
it's
is
until
in May.
June 30th.
The election's in May, so then you would have to file to be reelected. If you're not selected for this position, it would be beneficial for the candidate to serve on our budget committee. This is largely an unpaid position. We have a very small honorarium we receive once a month. And board members are selected on a nonpartisan basis, Dan, and discussions about politics and political issues are not allowed. Looking at your application, you're currently, as I see it, a member of the board for the Firefighters Association, a local organization here, so you're used to how boards work.
Well, yes. I mean, we have our own organization that rules of whatever the new rules of. So we just go through our meetings the same as you guys do.
Well, as a public entity, we are governed by Oregon Revised Statutes, and I was wondering, are you, as is your firefighters organization. Are you a working firefighter as well as a member of the board of directors?
I would say that I am considered to be a firefighter, but it is in a support role because I am 72 years old and there's younger guys that can break down doors and enter buildings and climb roofs and those kinds of things. So I'm what you might consider an engineer.
Okay.
So, Tom, we've got a list of questions. I'm going to ask everybody the same questions.
Yeah, well, in this case, it's kind of unique because of his, in my opinion, because of his current situation.
I think, though, in fairness to all the candidates, it's important that we do things consistently.
Okay.
So I think we should just go read each question as it is.
Would you ask the first question on the list, please?
Okay. What is your understanding of the role of a board member, and please share with us the skills you would bring to the board to address that role?
I think my understanding is such that because it's a taxpayer-funded district, that there's a board that oversees on behalf of the citizens. I don't like to use this word, but I'll just say basically a watchdog to make sure that things are, you know, running in accordance with what the understanding is of the district in their operation of the fresh and wastewater sides. The other part of that question
was, what skills would you bring to the board? To
you know, I just feel like simplification, common sense, to know and understand a little bit about the, you know, understanding how there are expenditures and there's government and state requirements of the sewer district, water sewer district, that you know, you just approach it with a common sense.
Good. Kathy? So, I'm Kathy Strask. I've been on the board a year and a half or so. And I came onto the board filling the vacant position, just like this one is. So the board generally meets once a month. However, there are times when the board needs to meet more often, such as during the budget process, or if there's an unexpected problem. Do you have time available to meet when necessary?
I do have time to meet when necessary. I am retired and could disappear, you know, on a short notice, but my understanding is that there are Zoom opportunities. If there's something that comes up that I know that I can't be here for, that I could potentially participate through Zoom or something similar to Zoom. But no, I looked at the position as having to be aware that, you know, there's a meeting date every month, and I should try to fit my schedule around that as best as possible.
Thank you.
I'm Lynn Anderson, and I'm also an appointee on the board, and I only get on the board, I don't know, 6 months or so. So anyway, so do you have any experience with public budgeting process, or to, you know, reading a budget or writing a budget or understanding how it looks?
The only thing that I could answer regarding budgets is our treasury reports that we have with the Volunteer Firefighters Association. But to be an active part of budgeting and reviewing budgets and analyzing budgets, I would say that would be a negative.
Okay. Well, Dan, I'm Tom Donahue. I'm the chair. What is your involvement in our local community groups, and what are your what areas are of interest to you?
I think the main interest is the fire district and the Volunteer Firefighters Association. So since 2016, I've been active in that, both sides, both in volunteer firefighting and in the Volunteer Association. Beyond that, I seem to get involved with NESCO ladies because the NESCO ladies need brawn and muscle from time to time. So I'm oftentimes helping with things that my wife is a member of the NESCO ladies, so I'm involved with that. Beyond that, I'd say there isn't any other organization that I'd be a part of that's community-oriented. Other than the Lions, which, again, that's a I'm here to help situation. I'm not a member of the Lions, but I help every year with
it. It's a community group.
Right.
Yeah. Seems to me you're pretty active in the Neighborhood Association.
Oh, I forgot about the Neighborhood Association. PC
yeah,
Heights,
you mentioned that.
PC Heights Neighborhood Association, my wife and I co-president the that organization, and it's not an HOA. It's basically something that was put together over 20 years ago to annually get the neighbors together and have a picnic. And then in the meantime, my wife and I communicate with all of our neighbors about things we think they should be aware of or places they should go online to look for things that are going on in the county. Short-term rentals is a hot button. So that's one thing that we try to keep people abreast of that. My wife, as co-president, she's kind of the email communicator, and I'm the public spokesperson for the organization, and have attended CRAC at one time on behalf of our organization.
Does everybody know what CRAC is?
Mm-mm.
County Roads Advisory Committee.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, some of the involvement that I have with as a neighborhood association is Fisher Road and improvements to Fisher Road that we continue to have issues with.
Yeah.
And
back to me. This is sometimes the board has to make decisions that may not be popular with the general public. And we're curious how you might respond if a neighbor or a friend had a complaint about PCJWSA and the management or an employee or that type of situation.
I
would be your instinct?
My instinct would be to drill down further and understand where their complaint is coming from, whether it's first-hand knowledge or second-hand knowledge or rumors or, you know, something along those lines. And then as a board member, I would present it as, you know, upholding the board's decisions on various things that come up, or John's decision on things that he had to have approved.
Okay.
No fistfights in the parking lot.
No fistfights in the parking lot. No, we don't like those.
So do you have any questions for us?
No, I think it was just to maybe drill down a little bit further on the board's duties. And I simplified it by saying it, you know, it's a taxpayer-funded district, and that on behalf of the taxpayers, there's some oversight that needs to happen to make sure that, you know, there aren't things going on.
Typically, your board is involved in policy and procedure and those type of things, and we. We hire a manager that takes care of the day-to-day duties, and that he or she would come to us with, you know, the decisions, you know, official decisions of the utility. You know, basically that's it. We're overseers, if you will.
Most of our
fiscal oversight as
and
well
fiscal
as
too, yeah.
Operation oversight.
The basic duties and responsibilities of a board member. We generally follow the Small District Association of Oregon's guidelines. We've created a roadmap of their basics, and then we add specific things onto that resolution to address specific things like how we conduct ourselves with the public or various other things. But for a good, when you first come on board, if you're selected, there is a resolution that kind of, a lengthy one, quite frankly, that's about 20 pages plus, that explains all these things. And most of them are just common sense, but we are under an Oregon, Oregon Revised Statutes as a small district. And so by law, we have to do certain things. Small District Association of Oregon, you'll see when you look at their guidelines, are generalized about all small districts, fire districts, school districts, water, sewer, recreational, and other things. So that... we follow those general guidelines, and then we specific items we add on to that in reference to individual duties.
Okay, so my question would be, how much of that is not necessarily fluid, but is that a regular occurrence that you're adding on or reviewing and changing and adding on?
Normally, I'd say no, but the last few years we've had to do that.
Is that because of state requirements or?
No. It's kind of our own dirty laundry, for lack of a better expression, and be honest with you. But sometimes things that are implied, people misrepresent, as you can understand, so things need to be spelled out sometimes, and that's what we've done.
Okay, so it's somewhat of a protectionism for the district in the sense that we have rules and procedures and guidelines we adhere to, and if an area is questionable on gray, we got to define it as...
Yes, right. Yes, you're right, you're spot on there.
Yeah.
So I, from my perspective, things have been moving very smoothly. We have an excellent manager who does, you know, a great job, and the board has been very proactive in dealing with concerns or problems. And so I think right now we have a very strong, very a great board that's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Very financially responsible also.
Right. The budget is in excellent shape. And so, if you were selected for this position, you would be stepping in at a really good time.
Yeah. And, you know, back to the budgeting thing, just to, as a sales guy, company with 31 years, I was responsible for the profit of each sale that I made. Mm-hmm. And I had to really scrutinize to make sure that when I got the order, margin erosion was minimized. Margin erosion are things that happen that, oh, I forgot this or I forgot that. So I agonized at times to make sure I didn't make a mistake and the margins collapsed.
I will say that we have a fantastic financial person in the office. That's our Rochelle. She was trained and she actually went to school to get this financial knowledge, but she was trained very well by a longtime employee who was our major office assistant there. So we are very fortunate to have this young lady that's doing most of our his prior budgeting experience that he brought with him from his previous employer. So we are very fortunate in that respect.
And we're consistently audited too. Just the way it works with some small districts.
That's by state requirement.
Right. That's what I mean.
Because we're a municipality, we really are pretty tightly overseen by the state in those terms and some others.
Yes. So, Don, do you have any comments?
Pretty tight. The budget's pretty tight.
I really don't have anything. This is the second time I've met Dan. Seems like a great guy and certainly worthy of consideration of the board.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have nothing else, ladies.
Did you have any other questions?
No, no other questions. I guess that whenever I turn the water faucet on or flush the toilet, I'm thinking about the district every time.
And I don't believe that.
Not every time.
Maybe not every time. But I'll just say that I don't know how they're, other than a few years ago when there was a big rift going on with people that were just making things difficult for the prior manager, to me, it seems like why things run pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
So we're glad to hear that. We think so too.
Well.
But you know, people are people, you know, and periodically the rates go up. You have
or
to pay the
bond.
Bills.
Yeah.
Well, I think I found with the Homeowners Association is you've got a lot of different individuals and they have opinions. And we just have to sort through those and really figure out, is that really a valid opinion?
Yes.
Do we really need to be involved as a neighborhood association in making decisions for roads and things like that? And some of it's necessary.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
Well, everybody has voice, and that's okay. But, you know, it has to be a reasonable voice.
But there's, you know, some that are wacky and some that are, you know, okay, we'll work on that.
Well,
okay.
We'll make a decision tonight.
Oh wow!
And we'll call you.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, good
appreciate
luck with
your interest.
Yeah, good luck with your decision making.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I
think
not here. I know either way.
Very confident man.
You don't like to see him?
Do we want to recess again?
Let's go ahead and recess. It is 5:35. Civic City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors special meeting is now back in session, awaiting candidate Margaret Rand.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Where should I sit?
Well, here you go.
It's fine there.
Take your pick.
I feel like such a dork. In my mind, I had 6 o'clock on the brain all day.
Oh.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm for your information, this is a public meeting, and interviews will be part of the public record. This is a voluntary position that will be appointed by the Board of Directors and will be in effect until the position is filled during the next election cycle, and that is May of this coming year. Or this
May
year.
Of this year. Yeah.
And then you would have to file for re-election and be elected. If you're not selected for this position, it will be beneficial for you to serve on our budget committee if we have an opening, and we do. This is largely an unpaid position, and board members are selected on a nonpartisan basis, and discussions about politics and political issues are not allowed. Ann, would you like to start things off?
Sure. I'll ask you the first question. If you could tell us what your understanding is of the role of a board member and share with us any skills that you think you would bring to the board to address that role.
I think that the members of the board are here to maybe be a go-between from the community to the PCJWSA and, you know, address people's concerns and to manage the budget and any ongoing projects that are coming down the pike.
And what is, can you describe any particular skills that you have that you think would you bring to the board?
I have over 30 years of experience working with the public, and in my capacity as a restaurant manager, I had a lot of experience with handling conflicts and working to find resolutions to situations that arise, and you know, and of course making sure that we're staying on budget, we're staying on timelines with staffing and financial, you know, following the procedures the company sets forth for handling their money, the cash, and the doing billing and
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Margaret. I'm Kathy Straska. I've been on the board about a year and a half. So the board generally meets once a month. However, there are times when the board needs to meet more often, such as during the budget approval process or if there's an unexpected problem. Do you have the time available to meet when necessary?
I think so, yeah. I don't have currently any constraints on my time, so.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I think you kind of answered this question, but it was what experience do you have with public budgeting? And I know you talked about the restaurant budgeting, and but have you worked with any public budgets?
I have not.
Okay.
Family budget?
It's okay.
All right. Margaret, you, are you involved in other community groups, or what's your main areas of interest?
Well, I want to be more involved in the community here. I feel like I'm kind of isolated in a way. I feel the need to do something that is helpful in some way and being a part of the community. And I don't have necessarily the public service experience, but in that regard, just the will to somehow make a difference.
Okay, next question. Let's see. That was
five.
That was number five. Four. Yes. Sometimes the board has to make decisions that aren't really very popular with the public. So we're wondering how you would respond if a neighbor or a friend has a complaint about something about PCJWSA and the management or an employee or that sort of thing. How would you see yourself responding in that situation?
I think that's kind of an uncomfortable position to be in with a neighbor or And I would probably direct them to come to a meeting or call John or, you know, that I'm not really able to personally make a decision or answer, that it would be not really in my purview.
Okay, thank you.
So, Margaret, do you have any questions for us?
So as a board member, you meet once a month usually, and then, like when you were saying the budget, when do you guys work on the budget times? What's your...
May.
That's usually around...
Yeah, okay. I think we get started in May. Might maybe a follow-up meeting or two in June.
Yeah, there's a few extra meetings when the budget's going on, just for the budget committee to meet. But it's not a lot of meetings, but it's around in May and June.
And occasionally there's a special meeting, like tonight is a special meeting. Right. It's not a regular board meeting. So, but those don't happen very often. So.
Well, I've only been to one water board meeting. And do community members come to these meetings, or is this just a private?
No, this is a public meeting.
Okay.
And the regular monthly board meetings are public meetings.
Okay.
But not very many people.
But not very many public.
Okay.
Attend the meetings.
I was just curious how many people show an interest in.
Probably once in a while.
Occasionally, if there's something that's controversial.
Right. A controversial thing is happening, like if we're raising rates, maybe, or if there's a bond, or if there's something, we might get more people to come to the meetings.
And we also have the availability for all our meetings online. So you could come on and watch the meetings or listen to the meetings, depending on whether you have, you know, just want to do it by phone or video.
Yeah,
but we don't have any people requesting the link to do that. So
it's very rare. It's very rare that we have too many visitors. It's. Yeah. Sometimes, well, in my perspective as a chair, I worry that we're not reaching our customers. But on the other hand, we must be doing okay because they're not here griping. So right now, you know, we are a very stable board, and we work well together, and we get things done. So that's always nice.
We follow the Oregon Revised Statutes for board meetings for small districts in Oregon. We're a tax-funded organization, so we follow Oregon state rules for all the open meetings or executive meetings or whatever, and they're all published. They're published on our website, so anybody can see the minutes and such too later. So it's all recorded and then written out later.
As a she mentioned, we're governed by ORS, Oregon Revised Statutes, but as far as general responsibilities and duties, we follow general guidelines of the Small District Association of Oregon. We have a resolution about that and what their recommendations are, and their recommendations, and then we add anything that might be of particular that's not mentioned. For like something like, well, let's say this sexual harassment or office politics, that kind of thing. Those are separate things that are added on to this general resolution. But by and large, we follow it, and they're mostly just common sense stuff. But it also through the Small District Association of Oregon, their guidelines. But they do get into more specifics. But like I say, most of it's just common sense stuff.
So people that are on the board don't necessarily have to have experience in this particular field.
No, when I came on board some years ago, I didn't know anything about it, but I was fascinated by the chemistry or the science behind how things work. And so that was my main interest in coming on board. And I learned it after a while, which still interests me because it's fascinating process, and the people are nice. That always helps. That you work with.
Really good manager.
So we're going to make a decision tonight on which person is appointed to the board. We have several applicants. If you were not selected and you're interested in serving, I would suggest that you apply to be on the budget committee. Budget committee just meets one time of the year in May to oversee the new budget. And it would be an opportunity for you to get involved and to start learning a little bit more about how things work.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I got started. I started on the budget committee.
That's how I started.
Started on the budget committee, and then as vacancies became open, we applied to be on the board.
Okay.
So if I wanted to do that, would that be a different application than the
Yes.
It's like a slightly different process.
Okay.
And there's a timeline for that that comes later.
It is an important rule, though.
Yeah.
It is. So anyway, Jan, we're gonna decide tonight. We'll let you know after we discuss and then decide.
Your phone number is current. Is that your cell or?
Yeah, that's my cell.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for waiting
on you to tour when I work at the ore house.
Oh.
I miss you working at the ore house.
The pandemic
made
it kind of rough.
Yes, it did. For everybody.
Yeah, that pandemic.
Well, thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Myra.
Thank you.
I apologize for
it. It's good to see you.
It worked out fine.
It worked out, yeah.
I'm going to see if our other fellow
founder. I really like the meat, Justin. Back, we can open our discussion.
All right, I'm back.
He's not here.
Nobody came in, so I.
And you had comments among the two applicants. That
no, I'm ready to make a motion.
I'm prepared to make a motion too. Lauren, you go ahead.
So I move that Dan Doyle be appointed to the vacant position 2 for the remainder of the term. That
the two
four. Is it two four? Four. Sorry, four. that expires the end of May 2025.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to appoint Dan Doyle as our next director in position 4. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's a unanimous decision. Motion carried.
Okay.
At this time, since as how we have no further business, we will adjourn. It is now 6:04.